All right, let's talk about non-disasters. And non-disasters would be our weather forecast, because it looks like we've got a fairly clean week. And now, even though it's well in advance, a pretty good weekend to look forward to. Let us bring in the man with the plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall and everybody. And you are right. I would say next 7 to 10 days is going to be little, if any, precipitation at all. So very, very quiet weather for us. Storm track is across the south, and I think it'll stay there, at least for now. So today will be mainly cloudy, 35 to 40. Cloudy tonight, upper 20s. Then partly cloudy and breezy on Wednesday, 40. Sunny for Thursday, low 40s. Sunny Friday, 40. And right now it looks fair and near or just over 40 for the entire weekend.
What's good about that is ski areas and our good friends at Salisbury Winter Sports Association can make tons of snow at night, and it still stays cool enough during the day where people can use the facilities, and then they can restock it up again at night.
Yeah.
So all and we have snow on the ground, so people see snow on the ground, and they want to do things like that because they see snow on the ground. So this weather isn't that bad at all. I mean, you get cold enough nights where they can make snow, and yet it's not too uncomfortable. There doesn't appear to be a lot of wind, and during the day it's kind of comfortable as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, January thaw early. What can I tell you?
Now,
but you know what I did? I said, you know what? Let me take a look at my long range forecast to see what I said in the long range forecast. And actually, not bad. I said the first week, partly cloudy to cloudy and milder. And that's exactly what it's going to be. And then I have the second week, which is next week, wintry mixed and icy cold. Then fair and cold for the third week. And then the last week, milder weather with showers, then cold. So far so good, I guess, on the trend with the long range forecast, and that's it, you know. But it's boring, I have to tell you. It's boring. There's nothing for me to report. Everything is staying south, and very, 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 very quiet. I wish the news was the same, because, like you said, you turn on the news, and boy, it is depressing. And if you're not depressed before you turn on the news, you will be afterwards. It is just depressing. But I'll tell you, I got a call yesterday morning. Came off the air at 9 o'clock.
Was it
at about 9? Yes.
Was it Donald Trump asking you to change your vote?
Yeah, right. Right. Well, let me just stay away from that. But anyhow, so it's about 9:15. Phone rings, and it's my friend David from up at the cabin. He said, how are the roads there? I saw a little bit snow covered, but not bad. I said, you know, with the sun coming out a little today, it should melt off. I said, why do you ask? He said, me and Elena are going to take the ride there. I said, you are? He said, I'm going to fix your chandelier. I said, you don't have to do that. He goes, I know what I don't have to do. He said, but there's nothing going on here. He said, and I figured I'd take advantage and take a ride to you and go fix it. I said, okay, great. When you get here, we'll go to the superstore there, and we'll get what we need. He said, I have what we need. I said, okay, fine. I have a crystal chandelier hanging up in the living room, and one of the crystal arms is dangling. It broke. I've been on the internet trying to find somebody who could fix this. You know, I get the runaround. I have it wired up, and I'm thinking, well, it's such a beautiful chandelier. You know, I don't want to leave it like that. So I told him about it, and he said, I could fix it. So he came, got here at around 11:30, got up on the ladder, looked at it. He had this epoxy thing where he mixes the two things. He used a screwdriver, and he's pouring this stuff in. He took the arm. He held it for about, you know, maybe 5 minutes, wired it back up, and he said, just leave it alone. He said, and tomorrow, meeting today, he said, take the wire off. It'll be fine. He said, it is a very, very strong epoxy. He said, and there's a good chance that that's it. Once we set it, you're not going to move it. So fine. So the ladder is still there. The wire is still there. And he was gone by 1:30.
Didn't bother you for lunch or anything?
Yeah, we had lunch.
All right. Would you,
we had lunch.
What'd you serve him for lunch?
Well, he knows that I'm working.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to get back to work. But also, you know, he's very energetic. This is the way, you know, and like his wife just rolls her eyes, you know, because she never knows what's coming up next. And that was it. He goes, "You have anything else left that you need fixed before I leave?" I said, "No, thank you very much." I didn't even expect that. So that was that. And, you know, good friends like that are hard to find.
Well, so now your chandelier, now watch, you're going to take, don't break it now when you take the stuff off it.
No, I'll be very careful.
Yeah, that if you know how to use the epoxy, it really, yeah, that real high strength, it really is amazing stuff.
It also stinks.
Oh, sure it does.
What a smell. So we did that, and he was saying that, he said, "Pat, what do you think about the ice fishing contest?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Do you think the lake at the cabin is going to be frozen enough by the end of January or early February for us to go fishing on it? You know, have the ice fishing contest?" I said, "I'm not even going to give that a guess." I said, "How is it now?" He goes, "There's a little light ice on the lake right now." He said, "But certainly not thick enough to walk on." I said, "Well, I don't see temperatures being all that cold. And you, Marshall, I don't think you do either. I don't see it being all that cold where lakes are going to be like, you know, really, really thick ice. How are the lakes up by you?"
"No, they're open right now."
"Yeah, see? So I don't know what is going to happen. I know they canceled it last year for the lack of ice. So I have no idea. But that's what he loves to fish. And he would be in the contest. So that's what he's looking forward to. I hope Mother Nature doesn't disappoint him."
Well, you can see how our climate has changed 100 years ago, 75 years ago. They used to harvest ice off the lakes here. Harvest ice.
Are you kidding?
And store it in barns covered with straw and everything like that. Yeah, big chunks of ice. Used to ice harvest. And now, if you were in that business, you'd be out of business.
You'd be out of business. Isn't that incredible? Yeah, well, it's the climate has definitely changed. There's no doubt about it. We don't get that consistent cold anymore. Remember years and years ago? I mean, like, we always go back to 1983, you know, when it got so cold at Christmas. And then I believe, like, for 3 weeks, a solid 3 weeks, the temperature barely made it above freezing. You know, and it was consistently cold. We just don't see that happening anymore.
No, what we get now are polar vortexes.
Yeah, and they last for a couple of weeks, but not consistently.
Except for about 3 or 4 years ago when we got that cold stretch where it didn't get above like a single degrees for like 3 weeks. And that was the year that the back entrance to the station, the building actually settled. It was so cold. And it created all the door jams not to work properly. That happened several years ago. So cold for so long that the door jams, that the building actually sunk. And the only way that you could wait for it to be fixed is when it warmed up. Yeah. That happened here.
Wow.
I think it was, I want to say, I'm not good at it, but it was at least 5 years ago.
Yeah. Mm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's it. So everything is... status quo on your end, right?
Yeah. Now, I did. I was watching. By the way, if you like, the Discovery Network has launched a new streaming service, Discovery Plus. It's like Disney Plus. Okay. It's great. If you ever watch anything on the Discovery Network, it's all right there and easy for you to find. I'm going to cancel my. I'm going to once the now I've got HBO Max and the Discovery. And Disney Plus, there's one more company I'm waiting to come out with a streaming service like that. And then I'm just going to take my cable and I'm going to just lower it down to
Internet and phone.
Into getting the basic service.
Oh, okay.
The basic service where you can get local channels. My phone I keep with away from Comcast.
Well, what is actually going to be contained on, quote, this Discovery Network?
Everything they have, including
all Discovery.
No, but they've got like 10 channels. Home and Garden Network, Do-It-Yourself TV, all those History Channel.
Oh, I see.
All these channels.
And you have to pay for it now.
If you want to get it for $2.99 a month, you get commercials. If you pay $6 a month, there's no commercials.
Wow.
And they have not only the current shows, but every show from the past that you, if you want, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. So I've got Disney Plus and HBO Max and now Plus. So.
Right, you also have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, as well on top of it. So right. I can get rid of my cable bill probably in the next month and a half, 2 months is going to drop by about $200.
That's good. And you have Netflix too.
Yeah.
Right, so you have all of them.
I'm set.
I
don't have to watch news.
I don't have Hulu, but I don't know if I'm going to get that.
I have the free one, but I don't use that much. I don't use that much at all.
Okay.
All right. So we've got clean sailing, cool nights, cold nights, and fairly decent days right through the next 7 to 10 days.
And that's it. So sit back, relax, enjoy it.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't fall asleep today.
I won't.
Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.